from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks at the State Capitol Building in Pierre. Today, we bring you the latest from the State Capitol as lawmakers tackle the last few days of the 101st legislative session. We'll talk about dollars to help renovate the State Capitol Building, a House floor property tax debate, and even more. It's March 10th. Here are today's stories. An odor, described as a gas or septic leak, briefly caused the State House of Representatives to clear Tuesday. It wasn't an especially dangerous situation. In a moment of serendipity, it came as the Senate was debating amendments on a proposal to begin putting together the funds to renovate the State Capitol Building. For Senate Majority Leader Jim Melhoff, the jokes write themselves.
I suspect it's probably coming from the radiator system, or perhaps it's from some of their members. I don't know. But in any case, I think there is a need to take a look at the inner workings of this building and to start establishing a fund to pay for those repairs.
Senate Pro Tem Chris Carr says bringing his daughter to the building highlights the institutional role of a state capitol.
She just stands and looks at the ceiling and all of the decoration and the paintings and the rotunda. The idea of this bill is to help take care of this magnificent place, the People's House. Provide some of the very much needed updates. And I brought this in case we had some dollars to put into it this year. And sometimes, you know, if you put out the tip jar, you got to seed it a little bit.
The amendment being debated raises that seed money from $101 to $1.1 million. While there was no opposition testimony, for some that amount was too high. However, the amendments were ultimately concurred in on a vote of 20 to 12. Lawmakers are advancing property tax relief funded by sales tax dollars. However, prior to its passage, lawmakers argued how much of a sales tax increase should foot the bill. A temporary sales tax cut ends next year. The House of Representatives is earmarking the 0.3% increases to help provide tax relief for homeowners. The bill also uses some of the state's reserve dollars to fill the fund. Some lawmakers argued the bill unfairly put too much money into one pot, and that it could lead to financial issues for the state down the road. They tried amending to essentially cut it in half. Here's the floor debate in their own words.
Representative Weisgram.
So now I look at the amount of money that we'll be devoting to this property tax relief fund, and I'm saying, I think we're overcompensating. As an employer, I needed to be nimble to account for not only what I expect changes will be in the following year, but the changes that I can't foresee. And I can't put all my eggs in one basket. I need to be more conservative than that to make sure I'm a good steward of the business and the people that work for me.
Representative Mortensen.
Is property tax reduction a priority or is it the only priority? That's really what we're talking about here. Because this proposal without the amendment allocates $60 million one time, far larger than any other thing we're talking about this year, to just this transfer to these homeowners. And it allocates every single dollar from the 4.2 to 4.5, plus the growth forever, to that same transfer to those homeowners. Oh, a vast majority, over half of the property tax relief, property tax transfer that would be done, would go to the 20% most valuable houses in town. Let me say that again. More than half this money we're going to put out is going to go to the one-fifth with the very biggest houses. Because, folks, this is not a pure property tax cut. As our majority leader tells us, it's about the spending. And if there was spending cuts, this would be a pure cut. This money is coming from tax revenues that have been collected. Let's think about that. Where do these dollars actually come from? They come from higher energy prices, higher utility prices. They come from people paying more for tires, people paying more for toilet paper. That's where all these dollars are coming from. And so now the question of this amendment is this a priority? Should we lower this by one full mil, which is what this would do forever, a permanent property tax reduction backfilled with these dollars, or should we use every single dollar we have, every single dollar of the growth in here that is plugged into these transfers that are heavily weighted to the top? And so let's take a deep breath here. Is this a priority or is it the only priority?
Further remarks, Representative Auk. When are we going to see some relief in property taxes? And there have been numerous bills, $200 million. I remember the last day of session, not veto day, the day before the last day of session, my first year, and I had to vote on a $200 million expenditure for workforce housing. I voted no, because it wasn't for property relief. And we had plenty of opportunities on this floor to give it back to the counties to give them some property relief. And we chose to put it into workforce housing. And I almost felt like I got scolded when I went back to my county. Where is our relief? We're the ones paying for you to be there. Where is our relief? We need to deliver real relief to our property owners. They are expecting it. They are demanding it. And we have an opportunity to deliver what they've been asking for. Not cut corners. I serve on appropriation. We can afford it.
Representative Hansen.
I think we should vote with optimism. And I've heard a lot of concern about expenses that are coming due for the state. I get that. I've been around here a little bit of time. We've met those needs. When expenses have come due, we have paid our bills year in, year out, every single time. We should have hope for the future of South Dakota. This place is growing. Our reputation for freedom and opportunity is only expanding throughout the country. This state is going to continue to grow. And throughout all of my time here, we have actually met inflationary increase. Now, some years we've had huge bumps. Those are good years. Some years, you know, not so much. It's a little slower. But overall, we have met our statutory obligation. And not only that, when special needs have come due, we have prioritized those needs. That's what this bill today represents as unamended. We are prioritizing one of the particular needs that we see as a state. There's hope for the future of South Dakota. We should trust in that. Yeah, we've got expenses coming due. We will pay for those bills. We've actually proven as a state that we can live without this money. We've been doing it for a number of years now. And so we shouldn't be afraid to put it back in the pockets of the people. We shouldn't see this as losing our grasp on this money. We should see it as an investment in the people. Because if we cut their property taxes, they're going to spend that money. And as they spend that money, it will generate more sales taxes that will come in for the necessary functions of government.
The amendment died on the House floor. The bill advances to the Senate without the amendment 42-27. Governor Larry Roden is signing a host of public safety-related bills into law. One of those bills, HB 1084, protects law enforcement officers and judges from doxing. That's when someone publishes personal information, like a home address, online without permission. Roden says the bill helps protect the people who protect us. Another bill, HB 1007, amends the definition of law enforcement officer to include tribal law enforcement officers. Advocates say this expands legal protections for tribal law enforcement agencies. They often assist state and local agencies outside tribal borders. So far, the governor signed more than 120 bills into law.
Legislative coverage on SDPB is supported by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, and your membership in the Friends of SDPB. Thank you.
South Dakota's gas prices are rising starkly, following the national trend. The state's average cost for a gallon of gas rose 38 cents last week. That's according to the latest Gas Buddy report. The state's average cost per gallon is around $3. That's 44 cents higher than a month ago and a nickel higher than this time last year. The national average for diesel rose 85 cents and now stands at $4.59 per gallon. Gas Buddy analysts say this surge in prices is one of the largest seen in years. They say it's driven largely by instability in the Middle East following U.S. strikes on Iran. A nonprofit is agreeing to end its abortion-related advertising campaign in South Dakota to settle a lawsuit brought by the state. New York-based Mayday Health put signs at gas stations across the state offering information about abortion-related materials. Attorney General Marty Jackley sued, saying the signs are illegal based on the state's abortion ban. Jackley says the two sides have now agreed to a settlement. Under that agreement, Mayday will remove all signs from gas stations ending any advertising in the state. Governor Larry Roden says the state is holding a lottery for tickets for the planned summer fireworks show at Mount Rushmore. The event is being held July 3rd in partnership with the Department of Interior and National Park Service. Roden says the fireworks show honors the United States' 250th birthday. The lottery takes place from April 8th through April 12th. There's a $1 non-refundable fee. Each applicant can apply for up to four tickets. The lottery drawing is April 14th. Find more information on how to apply at sdpb.org/news.
And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.